The school funding formula in New Jersey has been a topic of debate for many years. Recent school funding formula changes have created severe challenges for a number of the New Jersey school districts, with the Vernon Township School District experiencing the largest reduction by far of any of the districts. Joining us now to discuss why this happened and what the impact will be is the superintendent of the Vernon Township New Jersey School District, Superintendent Karen Diavino. And how are you today, Superintendent?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Very good to have you talk about this important issue, because school funding has long been a heavy-duty debate on multiple sides and for multiple reasons. But it seemed like everyone thought the 2% property tax ceiling was going to be the cure-all, and in most cases it had been. But what changed that caused the current situation that the Vernon Township School District is now facing?
You know, for the last, I guess, 5, 6, 7 years, and I'm new to Vernon. I'm only there about a year and a half. But, you know, as I review the budget trends in the Vernon Township School District from about 12, 13, all the way through till 17, 18, just before I came on board, the previous Board of Education and Central Office Administration and Superintendent, you know, they did the best they could to keep taxes down. Taxes, property taxes in New Jersey, you know, are amongst the highest in the nation. It's a concern for so many taxpayers. So the folks before me were going under the 2% every year as much as possible, in some cases declining and not trying to pass the burden onto the taxpayers. What that resulted in was when things changed this last year, when I guess Governor Murphy decided to, under S2, fund the School Funding Reform Act, the funding formula that was established back in 2008, they determined that the school district, needed to take some very serious budget cuts in resulting in decrease in state aid over the next 6 years to the tune of almost $10 million. So the first thing that the district did was, we appealed and we reached out to, the state and said, look, we've been really responsible. We've actually tried to not pass the tax burden onto our taxpayers over the last 6 or 7 years. Is there any way we can work through this? And the first thing they said was, you should have been going up the 2% every single year. And that was quite challenging for us, because we thought we were doing the right thing by not even going to the max cap, which is the 2% increase on the budget. That being said, we face some real challenges in the next 5 or 6 years. I mean, to lose a total of $10 million over about 6 years altogether is quite significant, for a budget and a district our size.
To be sure, and just for the listener, to paint the picture, there are other schools who were impacted by this policy decision. If you look at schools like Neptune City and Monmouth County, Springfield, yeah, Township in Burlington, mm-hmm, Monmouth Regional, Ocean Township, they lost around 10 to 12%. Great Meadows Regional and Warren, 52%. Yeah. And you're in the worst possible seat in Vernon Township. 61.5% of state aid is gone. Now, my understanding was this new formula, a great deal of it was based on school enrollment. Has there been a significant drop in enrollment that would have justified this cut?
You know, interestingly enough, there's been a drop in enrollment in Vernon. However, I guess part of my question regarding the formula is, from when to when, right? We've had a gradual decline in enrollment over, I guess, about the last decade. And it is significantly down, I guess, about 10 years ago. And this is approximate because I wasn't there, but maybe 10 or 12 or, more years ago, we had about 5,000 students. Our enrollment is at about 3,000. We've had a tremendous decline. We are in Sussex County. It is absolutely a beautiful place to live and a wonderful place to raise children. We have great teachers and a wonderful community. But it's, I guess for some people, perhaps it's too far a commute, although we're only about an hour from the city. I don't know the reason for the decline in our population. There are a lot of speculations on that, in the municipality and the township. So, would I assume that there was a decrease based on enrollment for the state aid? Absolutely. But we decreased our budget each year accordingly. So for the state to take a look at that formula and then to decide, to decrease further over the next 6 years when our enrollment, we would predict, is going to be maintained. I don't see us dipping below 3,000, maybe 2,900. It's still a good-sized district in Sussex County. In fact, we are, if not the largest, the second largest in the county. So while I understand the decrease in state aid due to the declining enrollment, I guess my question is, the funding formula was from 2008. That's quite a long time ago, and I don't know that it actually speaks to the needs of every district in our state anymore, because our state has changed dramatically since that time. I mean, it's 12 years ago.
So, Superintendent Karen Diavino of the Vernon Township School District, VTSD.com is the district's website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, there had been what looked to be a life preserver tossed by the state legislature. They passed a bill less than two weeks after all this came about that would have allowed certain districts who were not funded up to what was defined as adequacy to exceed that 2% cap without getting the okay from the voters. Was Vernon Township going to be one of those schools who would have been eligible to take advantage of this new idea?
You know what? I don't think we would have qualified for that, but I'm not 100% certain. Being there, like I said, about 18 months, I'm not sure that we would have qualified for that. At the same time, I don't know that. I think based on the past history of the Vernon School Board and Central Office Administration, who made the decision not to go over the 2% cap, even moving forward, even if we were allowed to go over 2%, we wouldn't want to. I mean, we feel a responsibility to our taxpayers. We know what that burden looks like. You know, we can continue to operate our school district. However, in the next couple of years, we will definitely see some impact on educational opportunities for children, which is quite a shame, because we have an outstanding district, and our students go on to graduate and do some wonderful things in college and career, and we'd like to maintain that as much as possible.
By the way, the governor, in response to all this, after he vetoed that proposed legislation, mm-hmm. believes that there's other avenues to address, like taxes on residents making more than $1 million per year, which I don't think there's many, if any, of those in Vernon Township, is there?
Right. No, I don't think so. And of course, the governor is talking about consolidation as well. But he's talking about that for regional districts. So ironically, our capacity is that, you know, we could absorb other schools if they were interested in considering some consolidation efforts. However, the proposed interest, from what I understand, is for regional districts, and we're not regional. You know, we are looking at other ways to decrease our costs, operational costs, and decreasing facility footprints. The board is talking about closing the school. These are drastic times. We're looking at ways to increase our revenue. We have to find any way we can to, you know, maintain the high level of education that our students and taxpayers have come to expect and deserve.
Not to be flippant about this, it would take a lot of cupcake sales to make up for this kind of money, though.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, the reality is that, that, look, there, and it's very, very difficult for schools to generate revenue because we're not a profit-making business. We're in the business of educating children. So, you know, that becomes another challenge in and of itself. So, yeah, I mean, one of the things that we had hoped Trenton would consider would be to extend that time instead of 6 years to 10 years. If we were looking at a decrease over 10 years, it might be a little bit more palatable. It allows the board and I and the central office people to plan accordingly and to make minor changes and to pull things back slightly every year, as opposed to an approach that sometimes feels like we're ripping off the Band-Aid. And it's quite challenging to lose. Last year, between retirements and folks we didn't replace, we lost 28 positions. And we can't sustain that year over year because there won't be anybody to teach our kids.
That's the thing, too. I mean, obviously, the education of the students is the top priority. But with a financial environment like this, is there a fear now that recruiting teachers is going to be more challenging, and those who are on the cusp of retirement might just look and say, you know what, I'm out of here?
Yeah, I think you're right. We've seen a decline. I've seen a decline in teacher applications over the last couple of years in education anyway. Even though I'm only a year and a half in Vernon, I've been in education 25 years, and I've been a superintendent for 12. So I've seen a decline in in folks applying for certain positions. It's very difficult, almost impossible to find teachers for world language or physics. But we've even seen a decrease in numbers of folks applying for elementary school positions. So I think we're going to face a teacher shortage on top of this. Part of the challenge is that we can't hire. We won't be in the position to hire for at least the next 3 years. And what does that do to young ladies and men who are coming out of college now with an education degree? So it makes for a challenging landscape for all of us. I'm not really sure what the answers are. I can say that we have a very dedicated board, a very dedicated central office, as well as school administrators and teachers and community, really trying to work together to, you know, to solve some of these problems together.
Learn more about the education opportunities and the education system of Vernon Township School District, VTSD.com. We have a link over at our page as well. We've been speaking with the district superintendent, Karen Diavino. Superintendent, I know it's tough to be in a position where you have to work with the worst and hope for the best, but that's the unfortunate reality, and hopefully somebody at some point in the chain is going to see what this reality is going to cost the education process and change something for the better sooner versus later. Best of luck with everything, Superintendent.
Thank you.